It's Thursday, October the 22nd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by Raytheon Technologies. Coming up, foreign meddling in America's election and more protests in Nigeria. First, the world in brief. John Ratcliffe, President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, warned that Iran and Russia have acquired access to voter registration rolls and are trying to interfere with America's presidential election. He highlighted an Iranian effort to impersonate the Proud Boys, far-right Trump supporters, with mass emails. As most of the voter information was publicly available, the main effect of such attacks may be to sow distrust in the vote itself. Protests against police brutality continued across Nigeria, despite the imposition yesterday of a curfew. On Tuesday, several demonstrators were killed when soldiers opened fire on crowds, fanning the discontent. In a speech, Muhammadu Buhari, the country's president, promised to speed up reforms to law enforcement, but said nothing about investigating the shootings or prosecuting those responsible for them. Ant Group, China's biggest fintech firm, won approval from the state regulator for its Shanghai IPO. The dual listing, also in Hong Kong, will probably be the biggest offering in history, raising around $35 billion. Ant got the green light from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange on Monday and expects to start trading in early November. Pope Francis lent his support to civil unions for same-sex couples. He has frequently shown more tolerance towards gay people than did his predecessors, but an endorsement of legal unions would be the largest shift yet from the previous position of the Catholic Church. He made the comments in a new documentary. Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader, told the White House to reject a stimulus deal with Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic House Speaker. Donald Trump is eager to reach an agreement before the election. Ms. Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, Mr. Trump's Treasury Secretary, are said to be close to compromising on a package worth $2 trillion. Purdue Pharma reached an agreement with American prosecutors over its role in the opioid crisis. The maker of OxyContin will pay a fine of $8.3 billion and plead guilty to three charges of defrauding the United States and violating a kickback statute. Prosecutors say that incentives for doctors to prescribe Purdue's painkillers distorted healthcare decisions and led to widespread addiction. And Thailand's Prime Minister said he would lift emergency measures that were intended to stop protests. After the rules banning political gatherings came in last week, tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators defied them and took to the streets. They are calling for the government's resignation and checks on the power of the monarchy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.